This episode is brought to you by Perspective Space, a community gathering venue in Encinitas, California, that fosters mindfulness, sustainability, creative expression, and connection. More about them later. Hello and welcome to In the Art Scene podcast, an art podcast that has it all. I'm your host, Galina Marquez, and I invite fascinating people to talk about their personal creative journeys, success stories, and inspiration. We talk about art business and marketing, how to find your creative voice, and all the new trends in the art world, like NFT, AI, and such. Join me and my guest for today's conversation. This episode is showcasing one of many talented San Diego artists. I am deeply passionate about our local arts community and very excited when I have a chance to bring my fellow San Diegans on the show. This passion led me to start a new project, SanDiegoArtDirectory.com. It's a free platform that serves as the ultimate hub for all things related to the rich tapestry of arts and culture in our county. On the website, you can find events, workshops, arts organizations, information about the shows and concerts, anything that an art lover like you may want to see and experience in San Diego. And for fellow artists, there's an information about the open calls, grants, other opportunities, services, venues, and many other resources to help you advance in your art practice. And you can post on San Diego Art Directory too. Join SanDiegoArtDirectory.com, create a free account, and start posting your listings today. And don't forget to sign up for our weekly email updates. And now let's get to our today's guest. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to In the Art Scene podcast. And guess who I have today? Yes, you're right. Another special guest. So I'm talking to Jan Brown today. And let me tell you, she is such a multifaceted person. She is a professional photographer with a huge photography career behind her and with an enormous creative career going on right now. And she not only focusing on her photography, she is facilitating some very special events right here in San Diego County, in Encinitas, in Perspective Space. That, you know, you've heard about that place a few times on the podcast already. I guess they get going pretty well in our community. Okay, I want to give the word to you, Jan. Please introduce yourself and let's start talking.
Thank you. That was so sweet. I really appreciate that introduction. Yes, I am Jen, and I both have a career in photography. That's been my passion ever since high school, actually. And my focus has always been on the connection with people and portraiture, and even more so now in fine art and embodiment shoots and goddess sessions. And then I also host nearly weekly live figure drawing and music events that I have a home base at Perspective Space. And it's so beautiful because I really feel that it's similar to what I do with my one-on-one sessions, where we create this really intimate, safe, beautiful space for people to come together who maybe are professional artists or haven't drawn since kindergarten, and have an opportunity to come to the present moment and to make art and to play and to experiment. So it's really, really fun.
It's fantastic. And in our previous conversation, you told me a lot of interesting things about those events, which, you know, you're just saying that this is figure drawing and music events. It's much more to it, but we'll get back to this a little bit later in this episode. So you guys stay tuned because we have a lot of cool things coming up. But I wanted to kind of, you know, roll a little bit back and start with your journey in your creative life, which I remember you told me something really, really interesting about how you came to photography even before you, I don't know, even before you were born, I guess, that came from your mom, right?
I did. lucky. And I feel like it was so meant to be. My mom was actually in art school and focusing on, she actually did pastel portraits of people and then photography. And she was big and pregnant when she was taking these classes. And then after she had me, she continued to bring me. And I guess I was very opinionated. People loved it when they would put up all the things for the art critique to see if I was going to be excited about a picture or not so happy about it. Or so then when I got into high school, she actually gifted me her film cameras. And that's when I started taking classes and I would just get lost in the dark room. And then I ended up taking a year out of school when I was in college, and I did an arts program in Paris. And I actually did figure drawing in this little artist loft with like five kids, amazing models. And then I had a dark room in my basement that I had access to, and I was studying at Parsons Satellite School there in Paris. And so I would roam around Paris by day taking pictures and then stay up all night developing. So it's really beautiful to look back and see how those things impacted me so deeply. And it's just incredible the way that the things that excite you, that light you up, even at an early age, can be kind of these guideposts and little intuitive hits of what you're going to then creatively do as an adult. You know, it's so neat to be able to live those passions now and to really share them and bring people in who may not even consider themselves to be creative people.
Yeah, well, you are an embodiment of the saying that, you know, you sucked it up with your mother's milk. Are you still using those vintage cameras?
You know, I do use one of my film cameras sometimes. I would like to use it more. So with digital, it just is so easy.
Yeah, it
so
is.
But yeah, I still have them. And that, it was just such a spectacular feeling of that magic. Actually, it's interesting because I've been shooting a lot of underwater lately. Uh-huh. And we have this underwater housing. And because of the nature of it, where you're really in the moment, like you dive down under and I'll have my model and then I'm just shooting and I'm not looking at the images afterwards. As I'm not taking this big housing off, it kind of gives me that same sensation that film did, where it was like, I don't know what I captured. It feels like a mystery. It's a surprise. And then I'll go home and then, you know, download them onto the computer. And it's really, really fun and exciting that way. So yeah, definitely want to get back to my roots with that and anything that I'm doing like that, where you just immerse yourself in what is happening in front of you and be really present and then have that mystery and surprise afterwards. It's my favorite.
Well, that's a perfect segue to your photography career right now. I know that you are not just doing any kind of portraiture. You have a very specific idea of what you are capturing with your models and how you do this. Can you please talk a little bit about it?
Absolutely. Yeah. What has really developed for me over the years that I think actually, so in college, I studied psychology and I thought that I wanted to go on as a psychologist. And I realize now that so much of the connection and interaction that I have with my subjects and the way that I really feel that the actual experience of being seen by somebody that you can trust and being able to express from this deep place inside of you, express this essence of who you truly are and be seen in your beauty. It's this interesting merging now between like my love for people and then my love for art. And what I really feel like with my photo sessions even when it's for somebody for like a brand shoot for them, for example, where they're needing imagery to express who they are. I love to make the experience something where it's this moment that illuminates for them and helps them to connect to their power and their beauty and their purpose. And the imagery then serves as this anchor point so that in the future, say that they're having a hard day, they're not feeling as good about themselves, they're able to come back to that and remember their power, remember their beauty, remember what makes them so special. And not from an outward perspective necessarily of this is what I look like, but this is how I felt in that moment. And similarly, even if they're using it then for putting out to social media or website or whatever, they're able to draw in and connect with the right clients because the imagery is so authentic and people can feel who they are through it. So yeah, like that's really the way that I see, even when I shoot with couples or families, and when I shoot with models and create work for my fine art, I'm really interested in them as humans and how I can help them to feel safe and supported in order to really shine and express that true beauty of who they are.
Well, thank you for explaining that. And I really love that, you know, while you're talking, you guys cannot see it, but I can. You're putting your hands on your heart chakra while you're talking about how much you love humans and how you want to create the safe space for them and express who they are truly. So I have a question. How do you manage to create that safe space? Because I know that a lot of your photography, especially your fine artwork, is very intimate. It's really... It's sometimes nude, sometimes not, but it really feels like you are not just in someone's, you know, closed space. Like you're, I don't even know how to describe that. You really feel like you are looking inside the person. So how are you capable of creating that safe space and draw out those inner feelings of your models out in their portraiture?
Thank you so much for noticing that and for speaking that as well. That means a lot to me. I agree. Like, I feel that the sessions are intimate on so many levels. Intimate because it's also a metaphorical thing as well to be able to photograph and capture someone that is in that space where it's like a lot less clothes, a lot less masks, a lot less layers, right? And that's even sometimes the process of some of the shoots is sort of shedding those things, which I think it's really amazing how you can feel even more liberated if you're in a safe space that way, and even more powerful and more yourself when you let go of some of those exterior things. I mean, one of my favorite ways to shoot is to go to Black's Beach and to start up on the cliff. And oftentimes, you know, I've already had multiple connections and conversations with my subjects. So they really feel my personality and just my care for them, my interest, my love for them. And so usually the people that are coming to me, they're like, I really want to do this thing. And I feel like you're the right person because I do feel safe and comfortable and happy with you. And I love to start with some sort of ceremony and intention, even if it's just a sitting and meditating together for a few moments or breathing and really just like calling in the senses and the feeling of the air, the smell of the sea, you know, maybe the taste in your mouth, the sparkling of the water, and bringing the two of us together into this sacred space where we're going to be sharing this experience. And it's really about the sensations in your body. And instead of being caught in your thinking mind, because I think so much of us spend a lot of time in our brains and our rational minds that likes to tell us all sorts of things that are maybe true and maybe not true, right? And that are critical.
For sure.
And I think that this moment of being able to drop into what is my body feeling and have this experience of living from that place, it's so important to me to start the session that way of bringing the attention inward. And then also thinking about intention, like what is my intention for this? And even setting an intention, it's really powerful because then maybe your intention from this is, I want to connect with the earth. I want to go and lay in the sand and feel the warmth and feel that grounding. Maybe an intention is that I want to be playful. I want to dance. I want to sing. I want to connect with that like inner child part. Maybe an intention sometimes is like, I want to connect to my sensuality. So it could be any number of things. But just having that at the beginning is so powerful. So we'll start with something like that. So we're both just really excited and clear. And then like for when I shoot at Blacks, for example, it's really fun because you're starting there up on the cliffs and then taking this adventure where you're hiking down and it's a little challenging and there's like all this beautiful scenery. And as we get down to the beach and it's like a lot more private, maybe they're actually shedding some of the things, shedding like if they were wearing a sundress or different layers and just getting more and more comfortable in their skin. And then finally getting to go and jump into the ocean, which I feel is one of the most healing places in the whole universe. I mean, anytime that I am feeling dysregulated in my nervous system or stressed, if I get my body into the ocean, I know that I'm going to come back to myself. And it's almost like this cleansing and this blessing. And something that I feel really strongly about too is that I practice what I preach. I don't expect my models or my subjects to do things that I wouldn't do. And I will often, you know, throw off my bathing suit and we all go skinny dipping in the ocean at the end. It's like a moment of like female, like, you know, expression and freedom and solidarity. And same thing in my art classes, you know. So I guess hopefully that describes a little bit about how I help to make people feel comfortable. And also my goal always is to capture people in a way that they're going to love. So I also I'm never going to share or post or anything that somebody isn't fully 100% like, yeah, I'm so excited about this. I love this. And I'm really selective about imagery even that I send to them too, so that they can feel really confident and beautiful.
Yeah, it sounds really like a cool adventure and like a real process of co-creation with your models and with the surroundings. And I just wanted to make a little reference to those of you who are not in San Diego who are listening. So Black's Beach is the only nude beach in San Diego County. So that's what Jen is referring to. It's a very safe space. It's secluded behind the cliffs. And that's really where people go, you know, skinny dipping. So
it seems like the only place here you can get away with that, but it's just nice. And it's not even about like, there's definitely plenty of people I've photographed that might choose a dress that they feel beautiful in, or if it's a couple, like something like that. It's not even necessarily about having to be showing your whole body, your skin, but there is something very symbolic, I feel, about being able to let go of all of those outward things and then just feel really confident in your skin and in yourself, in your home. I mean, our bodies, we can have so many mixed, challenging feelings about. And at the end of the day, our body is, it's our home. It's our home for this lifetime. And it's full goal all the time is to care for us. And I think that it's also a beautiful celebration then of this gift of this body that we have, you know?
Yeah, and from what you're describing, I get a sense that the majority of your models are women.
A lot are, yeah. I do embodiment shoots with men as well, and I've been doing more, which is really special, and I think that that is super needed. And it's something, too, that I feel very passionate about for the art nights, having it be, I do occasionally do just all women's events, and I've been wanting to also do all men's, but usually it's co-ed, and I think that there's a lot of healing that can happen because men have all of these same insecurities, you know, and it's really a beautiful thing for all people, I think, to be able to get into touch with feeling at home in their body and also celebrating other human bodies in a way that isn't objectified. So, yeah.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. And I think that this is the right spot to actually jump into your art nights that you're hosting, because what you're describing in your photo sessions, you bring a lot of that into your classes, into your space. But in the way that you're not, this is not a photo session, and it's a group of different people, and there is a model and there's live music. And so please describe what it is, how it's happening, all the ceremonies that you're bringing in there, because it's really not your usual life drawing session that, some, art students might be used to. It's totally different experience.
I think that the biggest difference too, it is a space where you the opportunity to create and draw, so that's similar to a life drawing class, but it's really for everyone. It can be people who have gone to art school and haven't drawn for years. It can be people who are like, I haven't drawn since kindergarten. I'm so scared. Am I allowed to be here? And what is so beautiful about that is it's a vulnerable space too, where people can try new things. And I think as adults, we can kind of get into this space of like, oh no, if I'm not great at something, then I don't even want to start, or it's scary to do it in public. And so to have a space that's welcoming, where it's like, it doesn't even matter what you put onto your paper. It really is similar actually to my photo shoots, in the sense that there's this space that is intimate and it's safe. We start often with meditation and breath and dropping into the present moment. Often my models are just normal people who maybe have even attended the classes in the past and then want an opportunity to model. So for them, it's also a very powerful experience. It's not just a job. I supply all of the art supplies, so anybody can come, even if they're not familiar with that, and they have plenty of things to choose from. And then we also set this intention of, this is a place to play. And that can look however you want it to look. I had one woman one time, this was the best. She had been to art school and stuff, and then had been intimidated by some things that had happened and hadn't been wanting to create. She had a glass of wine, and she was sitting there and finger painting with the wine and creating these beautiful figure drawings, finger painting. And I was like, this is so rad. I've had people come and write poetry, write just free write in their journal. Sometimes they'll have different artists come in and give a little lesson at the beginning so that we have different techniques to try. One of my friends, Jay Bell, he came in and he brought these great just sticks and then ink, and was teaching everybody about how you can do like the ink drawings with that. And then as far as like the musicians go, I've also looked at this as like, how can I invite people from our community who are talented, but maybe it's not their thing that they do all the time. Maybe it's something that they want to do more of, and bring them into this space as well. And how does different music then influence the art? How does having like live flamenco jazz versus sound bowls. You know, it creates a completely different environment, and both are really special. And so that's been the coolest thing, is having this space too, that there's no rules. And anybody that I meet that is talented and fascinating and wants to get involved, they're welcome. You know, I had one night where we had this ceramicist, she brought tons of clay.
Wow.
And we sculpted with clay. And I was like, this is the best. I haven't played with clay for years, you know? So that's the kind of overall view of it. And it's constantly evolving. We did a pop-up this summer, actually at Torrey Pines Gallery of Blacks, and had this mandala and turned it into a dance party afterwards with a DJ. And I just love it when people come to me too with ideas, and what if we tried this? And I'm like, let's do it.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And it sounds like, you know, people are signing up for a life drawing class, but in fact, they're actually getting a mystery box, because the experience will be different every single time. And you can come, you know, multiple times and have a totally, totally different space, totally different people, different music, different experience, different meditation. So yeah, it's like, wow. It's really, yeah, it's really inspiring to hear that.
Let me tell you about the new friends and sponsors of the show, Perspective Space. Perspective Space is a unique venue in the heart of Encinitas, California, open for individuals and companies that promote mindfulness, creativity, sustainability, and connection through their practice. The space is open and bright and well-suited for art shows, yoga, photo shoots, sound healing, art classes, workshops, and other community gatherings of up to 60 people at a time. Perspective Space is a project by Think Parallax, a local sustainability strategy and communications agency that generously opened up its office for the local art community during the pandemic. I interviewed the CEO, Jonathan Hanwood, in Season 8, Episode 6, and I am dedicating several episodes in this season to feature their artists in residence. To learn more, go to perspectivespace.com or click the banner on intheartscene.com. It's perspectivespace.com or click the banner on intheartscene.com.
I actually wanted to ask you, you took it off the tip of my tongue a little bit earlier, about your models. I know that you are working with not professional models, and I don't know if you do it all the time or you invite professional models. So I wanted to ask you, where do you find your models, and how's that process going? Because I have tried modeling myself at the life drawing class that my friend was teaching at the Art on 30th, but that was a very classic life drawing class, and I'm not a professional model. I did my homework and I did well. I think I did it like two or three times in her classes, and it was a totally different experience. It's a hard work. It's really a hard work. And not only it is a hard work, and you need to actually know what you're doing, and because you're doing it for, not for yourself per se, you're doing it for other people who are drawing you. So you need to, you know, make it worth their while, right? You need to make sure that the poses are interesting because they're learning something from you. You need to make sure that you are exuding a certain energy, because there is that connection between the artist and the model in the space. Even if you don't do meditation in advance, there's still that natural dynamic going. And I understand that not everybody would, you know, just have a brilliant idea. It's like, oh, I want to do nude modeling for drawing class. So how do you find your models? How do you work with them?
So I have been very lucky, and people reach out to me all the time wanting to model once they see what we're doing. And oftentimes people that come to the class, they get really inspired and they want to try it. And I'm very, very open about the posing and the way that somebody wants to express. I feel like there is beauty in so many things. And unlike a lot of like live drawing classes, I don't have any like set poses or expectations as far as that goes. I do often send people inspiration if they're wanting some ideas ahead of time or wanting to practice. If somebody's up there and they're kind of frozen and not sure what to do, I might show them a pose, you know, and suggest something. Just there on the spot. But usually what's happened is that the people who've asked if they could model, they'll practice a bit at home. And then when they're in the moment, they feel that love and that support, and they move naturally. And it seems to always unfold in a very organic way. It's been really interesting seeing too how it's this powerful portal to model. And I'm sure you had this experience probably where you have certain ideas and expectations. And once you're up there, you realize like, this is actually the most natural thing for me to be here and in my own skin. And it's a really beautiful celebration. I know that the first time that I modeled for a class, within the first few minutes, because of course I was nervous, I was like, wow, this is so special and such an honor that I get to do this. And even the attention with which people are then observing you and that synergy is helping them to create the art. It really is this relationship too between the muse, the person who's up there, and the energy that they are exuding, like you were saying, and the people who are creating, being inspired by that real life energy and by that person's unique spirit. And I think that's what's so addictive about it too. I have so many people who come to class and they're like, that was 2 hours, but it felt like 2 minutes. It went so fast, you know?
I know. I know those classes, yeah, they just fly by. And I also wanted to make a comment. You know, I think that by creating this kind of space and also letting people feel free to create whatever the heck they want to create, whether, you know, they're doing a poetry or the actual life drawing or, you know, some abstract inspired by what they see and in the energy in the room, it's almost like, you know, the whole therapy session, because not only you're helping a model to open up and feel safe in her own skin, but you also showing other people who are participating on how to be in the moment and appreciate without objectifying, and, you know, maybe reflect some of that on their own skin, on their own body, and how they feel in the moment. Because I mean, there's an enormous exchange of energy happening, and I think, you know, it's a very beautiful space, mentally and emotionally and spiritually, not only from the creative perspective, like technical creative perspective. So yeah,
I think that was a perfect reflection on it, and you're so spot on. You're exactly right, and it's really incredible the way that it can open up all of this inquiry, self-inquiry, and curiosity about different beliefs that we hold. And, you know, if that's the beliefs that we want to continue holding on to, if it's something we can let go. And yeah, it is. It's really special to be creating this space where everyone is working through sometimes deep-seated things. And it's done in a way too that I feel it's really safe and then also uplifting. I every time afterwards, my models are like, that was like one of the most special experiences. And the people that come to the classes, same thing. And that's why they keep coming back, because it is this space where they feel like, oh, I'm free to actually to express myself and to explore, and then to meet other people. I mean, sometimes as an adult too, it can be challenging in our normal lives to meet other people who maybe have similar types of interests or openness or wanting to explore creatively. And so to be in a room full of creatives. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. I remember you told me before one interesting thing when you were doing like a pair of models. I wanted you to describe that to our listeners as well, because that's something like that's a totally different level for me.
Do you mean when we were doing like the couples
modeling? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, and I can't wait to do another one of these, hopefully in December. I love it when there is a couple modeling, because the energy and the electricity and the love between them then radiates out, and you really feel that. And this one class that we hosted, actually had hosted it with my boyfriend, and we started by everybody pairing off, and it could be your partner, but it could also just be a stranger. There were people there who were friends, people who didn't know each other. And we began with our meditation by the two people facing each other and coming into a co-regulated breath where you're breathing in, breathing out together, and then eye gazing. And for anybody who hasn't eye gazed, it can definitely open up a lot, because you're being vulnerable to be seen. And then you're also seeing into somebody else.
Yeah.
And so we started with a few minutes of that, and then taking the time to each draw each other's eyes. And I feel like drawing eyes is one of my favorite things in the world anyways, because there's just so much depth and interest and sparkle. And you really understand somebody when you are taking that time to look into their eyes. And so we each did that. And it was really cool, because even the couple that was modeling, they did this whole practice together. And then we turned and went into everybody actually drawing or creating from what the couple was posing and doing together. And yeah, it was so powerful. I got an opportunity to also model together with my partner at a retreat. It was like a summer ago. And that experience, I felt like it brought us even so much closer together, because it was just, we're both doing something that could feel a little out of your comfort zone and very vulnerable. And then we were coming together and connecting in that space and holding each other. And it was so beautiful.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. I mean, you guys, if any of you need like a couples therapy or something, I recommend you do this, because you know, even in the nice strong relationships, we still tend to get stuck in our thinking brains, just like you described. And even with your partner of like decades, eye gazing can be so vulnerable and so opening. Like, try it at home. I mean, how long are you going to survive that? So yeah, this is a really, really intimate and very, very powerful practice. I gotta bring my husband over there. He's he will probably protest.
Yes, please.
I should try at least.
Yes, I love that. And I totally agree with you. Like, even for a date night, you know, or before going to sleep or whatever, just taking those couple minutes, you can even like place your hand, one hand on your heart and one hand on their heart. And then they do the same. So your hands and your hearts are connected. And then your eyes are connected. You start with that breath. So then everything is aligning in your body. Mm-hmm. And then have that intention of eye gazing, you know, for maybe 2 to 5 minutes or whatever feels good for you. And it is, it's so amazing the way that can open up so much.
Yeah, try not to giggle.
Exactly. Well, or if you do giggle, let yourself giggle, get it out, have fun, recognize too that it can feel kind of like that can be a response to help ease the uncomfortableness. And then, yeah.
It sounds like such a fantastic idea for a date night. Fantastic mm-hmm. idea. So I think this is a great spot for a plug. So where can people find and sign up for your classes, for your photo shoots, and if they want to model? what do they need to do, how, where do they need to go, and I'll make sure to put all those links in the show notes, but I want you to spell it out for our listeners.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Okay, so Planet the Hub for Everything is both on my website and Instagram. It's of Stardust and Earth. I also have another separate Instagram that's specifically for the events. That's of Stardust Live, where I post. But if you go to of Stardust and Earth, then that is your hub for everything. And I've got, like, in the link tree, you know, my website, how to sign up as a model, how to do a photo shoot, all of those kinds of things. And yeah, I came to this name. This began as my, when I launched my own photography studio, actually after I had separated from my ex-husband, because we were a husband and wife photography team for a long time, which was also an amazing experience. And when I launched my own thing and was envisioning what I really wanted the feel to be, I came to this name from two murals, actually, downtown San Diego, art murals. And the first one says, "Be humble, you're made of earth." And the second one says, "Be noble, you're made of stars." And to me, that is just what I want to remember every day and embody and strive to incorporate into my life, of this duality that's so beautiful, of like, we are made of earth and we are also stardust, and remembering both aspects.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, so if you guys did not catch it the first time, please go to the show notes for this episode at intheartscene.com. All the links will be there, so you will have an opportunity to sign up for the class, order a photo shoot for yourself, experience Black's Beach in San Diego. That's quite an experience in its own. And if you want to model, I'm sure that this is... You know, this is, especially if you're not a professional model, I think this is the place to start, because professional modeling can be intimidating. And this sounds like such a beautiful just heartwarming experience. So reach out to Jan and, well, go for it. So I have a couple more questions. I have a couple more questions before we wrap up. Let me know if you don't want to talk about it, then we will cut it out. So when we talked last time, you mentioned that you were thinking about creating your own podcast. And I wanted to kind of give you a shout out. I know that you're not started yet, but when you do, I'll bring you back and we'll talk about that too. But if you were still thinking about this idea, I want our listeners to kind of have a little bit of a preview, a little sneak peek, and what you are going to do with it, and what it's going to look like, because you know we need more art podcasts in the world.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Yes, this idea has been percolating, and I'm really feeling so excited about it. And it's interesting, but I really feel that I want it to be very similar, in the sense of the same thing that I'm doing in both my shoots and in the art nights. I want to create this safe space for intimacy and vulnerability that is bringing in creativity, sexuality, also self-evolution and exploration, and being able to share the different tools and practices that I've been finding in my own life that have really made such a transformative difference for me. And to be able to talk to people who are so fun and engaging and exciting about all of these things as well. So yeah, that's really my vision, is to have this beautiful space where, with curiosity and with openness, we can discuss and explore this intersection between creativity and growth and all of these things. So it's still definitely in the works as far as like what I want the exact format to be, but I also envision incorporating meditations and practices and bringing on people who teach different kinds of movement or dance, things like this, so that in addition to having conversations that hopefully will be really thought-provoking or powerful, it would be really fun to also have certain practices that people can take and try, and maybe even follow along and try. So that's my current vision.
It sounds amazing. And I think it would be such a beautiful thing to listen to in the studio, because sometimes I know that a lot of artists, while working, and I myself, and when I'm working in the studio and I'm kind of isolated, I need that, you know, first of all, a background, and also, you know, this flow of inspiration or wisdom or art advice or something, because that's the, I feel like this is the place where I am more open to receive as I create, because it's kind of this flow. I'm giving, I'm putting things out on the canvas, and I'm receiving at the same time. And I often listen to mantras, I listen to art podcasts, I'm listening to you know, some of this psychology podcasts. I'm geeking on that. So that's, yeah. so
that would do that. I relate so much whenever I'm editing. I love listening to podcasts or to audiobooks or information like you're talking about as well. And I wonder too, if it's something where when you're engaged visually, if you engage your auditory sense as well, it's like that information is able to better process. And like you just said, it can inspire me too in deeper ways. And I feel like I'm able to just stay concentrated and get into this flow state a lot better. But I think that's so cool that you
But
there's lots of it out there.
Yeah, and I think it's also multisensory, not only visual and auditory. I feel like, you know, even when you were editing, you were still, you know, your fingers are engaged with the mouse, and so there's that tactile experience. When I'm painting, I might be standing up and moving, or if I'm sitting in front of the easel, I'm also still, you know, feeling the brush, like the wood of the brush in my hands, or a palette knife, or and how squishy the paint is. You know, it is a truly multisensory experience, and I feel like those are the moments when we are the most open to receive. So yeah, that's kind of like, you know, all encompassing connection with the universe. So yeah, I think it's going to be, your podcast is going to be a beautiful tool for that. And I think you already have potential for some great content out there, because oh my god, just bring some of your models in your podcast to talk about their experience. I think that's going to be just fascinating.
I'm super excited about that. I definitely want to bring on some models, some people who have modeled for photo shoots, and you know, even just sharing different shifts and things that have happened in my life. Like, for example, now going to Burning Man, and what does that mean to me? And like different adventures around the world, and how I really see and feel too that engaging in things that light your soul up, that is the best thing you can do as an artist, as a human. And I think that for a long time, I had this idea of like, oh, I can't take time for myself to do self-care. I can't take time for myself to go travel and do adventures, because first I need to work. First I need to, you know, take care of these things. And now my perspective has really shifted to how can I follow the sparkly things that are lighting me up inside, and trust that immersing myself in those experiences that are so expansive and enlivening, those are the things then that give me the energy and the excitement and the ideas in my professional life. So they're really like so necessary actually to the process. And when you start seeing it that way, you start seeing like, ooh, you know, like jumping in the ocean or going to a yoga class or morning meditation or dancing. These are the things that are actually making me better at life. then they become priorities instead of extras.
Yeah.
And it's just such a fun way then to live. And I even see how much that shifts my relationships and vastly expands and improves my relationships, you know, romantically, with my kids, with my friends. Yeah, so that's the part too. I feel so excited about just exploring all those different things that I feel really passionately about now.
Oh my goodness. By the raise of hands, guys, I don't know, you can leave a comment somewhere on social media or like right underneath the show notes or on Spotify, wherever you're listening. By the show of hands, how many of you are stuck in the same kind of way? I need to work first and then I need to take care of myself. I am guilty for sure, for sure. And what a beautiful way of actually, you know, shifting that mentality and really recognizing that taking care of yourself is what ultimately helps you thrive, work, and do all those things that you feel like you need to do first, right? So yeah, this is okay. Again, shameless plug. If you want to shift that in your mind, just sign up for one of Jen's sessions. I'm sure that's going to be, if not a full transformation, at least a huge kick in your pants. Okay, so all right.
You're calling me to shoot.
Oh, that was beautiful. We're at the top of the hour. We got to wrap up. Is there something that I didn't ask you, but you actually wanted me to ask you, or you wanted to bring up on this podcast?
Oh my goodness. I felt like it was so comprehensive and I'm just like in awe and so impressed by you. Thank you for your thoughtful, thought-provoking questions. It's so beautiful. I love talking with you. I was just going to say, likewise, we need to do a shoot. And I would love to have you come and model or come to class.
It's on my list. It's totally on my list. This is one perk of having an art podcast. You guys, I'm meeting so many cool, creative people, making amazing friends. And a lot of them are right here in my own backyard in San Diego County. So heck yes, it's on my list. I'm coming.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you so much for having me here today. This has been really, really fun.
Thank you, Jen. I love having you on the show, and you are absolutely beautiful human being. And I love talking to you this time just as much as the first time we did it. And I feel like, you know, even though we talked about a lot of the same things that we already discussed, I feel like I kind of relived that experience and got re-inspired again and learned a lot more about you today as well. So thank you so much for coming, and I will see you next time in the art scene. It has been another episode of In the Art Scene podcast. If you liked today's conversation, please give us a good review on Apple and go listen to other great stories. Check out our website intheartscene.com or follow us on Instagram at intheartscene for more content. If you are a creative and you want to share your story, shoot us a message from the website or DM us on Instagram. Look forward to seeing you next time in the art scene.